How the plan to tax the super-duper wealthy and corporations is evolving on this Wednesday. I'm David Brancaccio. Democrats are trying to work out another way to pay for the Biden social spending plan, adding in, perhaps, a corporate minimum tax. This is separate from the billionaires' tax on very wealthy individuals that we've been covering this week. This corporate minimum would apply to the biggest and most profitable companies in the U.S. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with more details.
It looks like this would be an across-the-board 15% minimum tax, and it would apply to corporations that report more than $1 billion in profits per year over a three-year period. The lawmakers who proposed the new tax say it would apply to around 200 companies and would raise hundreds of billions of dollars.
All right, 15%. Which companies would be paying taxes differently going forward as a result of this, do you think?
The lawmakers pointed to Amazon. They say over the last 3 years, it reported $45 billion in profits, but its effective tax rate was just 4.3%. They say between 2008 and 2015, 40% of the biggest companies in the U.S. paid no taxes or got rebates for at least one of those years. The bill's supporters say they would still preserve tax credits for things like research and development, but some corporations are pushing back, saying the new tax would limit the incentive for them to invest in R&D because they wouldn't be able to write off as much of those investments.
I mean, how much political support is there for this version?
Well, Senator Kristen Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, who's raised objections to various other tax proposals, seems to be on board with this. And President Biden has proposed a similar minimum corporate tax in the past. So Democrats are hopeful this will be an acceptable compromise.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Let's do the numbers. I see on the screens here, stock index futures are all down slightly, a tenth of a percent or less. Crude oil is down for a second day in a row, down 1.2% to $83.62 a barrel. Lower, but not low, of course, with demand bringing down the level in the big oil storage tanks in Oklahoma to their lowest level in 3 years. Interest rates are falling, the 10-year benchmark down below 1.6% now. A listener suggested we call our ongoing coverage stream Going Against the Grind. This explosion of people here in 2021 handing in their notice and either moving to a new job or taking some time to drop out. Since April, some 20 million employees have voluntarily left their jobs. And if a new survey from the social media networking site LinkedIn is any indication, people concluding it's quitting time is not a trend about to slow down. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has looked at this data. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with this business and career networking site LinkedIn. I mean, it's one way people find work that way. What has been the experience at LinkedIn with all this switching?
So the company says, David, that it has never seen people change their careers at this rate in its history. So transitions are up more than 50% compared to last year. And I thought this was interesting. Women are experiencing nearly 10% more career changes than men.
Now, on this program, we'll continue trying to understand this phenomenon. It's such a big thing from many angles. But what is your sense, Chris, right now? People, what, realizing that if their work is unfulfilling, now's the time to change?
Absolutely. I mean, I think two reasons stand out. I mean, one is it's worker confidence that this economic rebound is going to remain strong enough that, hey, it's sensible to take a risk and leave your job. I mean, look, companies are fighting for talent. And so the definition of a good market, actually the definition of a good economy, is when firms are looking for workers. But the other reason, David, the social isolation, you know, including that working from home that so many of us lived with during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, it pushed a lot of employees to rethink, reimagine, you know, what are we doing with our lives and what are we doing at work?
And not putting up with toxic work environment or feeling that you're underpaid and overworked. Now, what did the LinkedIn survey suggest about going forward? Are companies going to be dealing with this level of attrition, you know, for months to come?
Yes. Yeah, so people leaving companies, boy, it has all the hallmarks of a movement, at least for now. And one of the more striking highlights from the survey is almost half of working Americans, obviously this is from the survey, say the pandemic has changed how they feel about their career, and more than one third are looking for a career change.
Look, it has been a slog to navigate this pandemic, or worse. It's like we've been on a war footing since February of 2020, and people can be forgiven, right, for looking at their work situation and saying, like the song, is that all there is?
I applaud it. And there's another figure that comes out of the survey that just echoes what you said. 42% of workers said they're considering taking a break. The two main reasons, their mental well-being and spending more time with family and friends. Now, what's wrong with either one of those?
All right. Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.
Now, what is your idea for what we should call our coverage of the Great Resignation? One clever Marketplace listener suggested Quit Itch.
I see a single broom in the air. The one riding it will find themselves out of Hogwarts before they can say Quidditch.
Thank you, Harry Potter fan. The itch to quit. Quit itch. We're also taking your stories about why you've decided to leave now. Why now? Email us at morningreport@marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.